Hello, I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. The US Defence Department has described the loss of the northern Afghan city of Kunduz to Taliban fighters as a setback, but says it remains confident that Afghan security forces can retake it. The Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said a counter-offensive had begun and Afghan forces were responding to the challenges facing them.
We strongly condemn the attacks in Kunduz and stand with the Afghan people in our commitment to Afghanistan's peace and security. The situation in Kunduz remains fluid, and we are continuing to follow the situation closely. But we have confidence in the Afghan National Security Forces.
Earlier, the international medical charity Medicines on Frontiers said its hospital in Kunduz had been overwhelmed by casualties from the fighting. The interim authorities in Burkina Faso say the army has taken control of the barracks of an elite force behind the failed coup earlier this month. Troops surrounded the base in the capital, Ouagadougou, then used artillery and tanks to dislodge members of the presidential guard who refused to surrender their weapons. Our West Africa correspondent, Tomar Fessy, has the details.
It does seem that the government troops have managed to retake the barracks where the presidential guard were stationed. They were surrounding their camp, hoping that it would put enough pressure on the elite soldiers to have them surrender, but it didn't, and they fired artillery to dislodge these soldiers. It doesn't seem that they actually met much resistance, and it's not clear whether there are any casualties or whether the presidential guard members surrendered as soon as the offensive started.
The United States has announced sanctions against 35 people and groups associated with the Islamic State movement to try to cut off their sources of funding. From New York, Barbara Plett-Usher has more details.
The sanctions are aimed at disrupting how Islamic State operates. They target financial, logistical, and recruiting operatives, and they demonstrate how widely the group has spread its influence. The list includes regional spin-offs from Egypt to the Russian Caucasus and individuals from Indonesia to Pakistan, as well as a number from Britain and France. Some of them, including the Britons, were among those added to the UN's Al-Qaeda sanctions list this week. The announcement in Washington coincided with a UN summit on expanding the fight against terrorism, chaired by President Barack Obama.
A U.S. congressional report says more than 25,000 foreign fighters have joined Islamic State and other militant groups in Syria and Iraq. The report says the number has increased dramatically in the last few years. A suspect in the killing of 71 migrants found dead in a truck on an Austrian motorway last month is to be extradited from Bulgaria to Austria. A Bulgarian court approved the extradition of Svetan Svetanov, who's thought to have driven the lorry at least some of the way from Hungary to Austria. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The British Prime Minister David Cameron, who's beginning a visit to Jamaica, is facing a protest by local members of Parliament. They've approved a motion calling for the former colonial power to pay reparations for the enduring damage caused by the slave trade. One politician has urged colleagues to turn their backs on Mr. Cameron when he addresses the Jamaican Parliament, unless he puts the issue on his agenda. President Obama and the Cuban President Raúl Castro have held talks on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, their first meeting in the United States. Will Grant reports.
This was the second time President Obama and Raúl Castro have met in person this year, but the first time on U.S. soil. Both men had wide smiles and warm handshakes for the cameras, their body language perhaps reflecting how far the relationship between their two countries has come since they last met in April in Panama. But this time they could allow themselves the luxury of discussing a few concrete steps taken rather than just proposed changes. For example, in recent months they have re-established full diplomatic ties and reopened embassies in their respective capitals.
The fugitive U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden has attracted more than 600,000 followers within hours of opening an account on the social media site Twitter. The U.S. government filed espionage charges against Mr. Snowden after he exposed details of its surveillance program 2 years ago. He's been living in exile in Russia since being granted temporary asylum there. A Brazilian football referee is facing disciplinary action after he brandished a gun at a player who attacked him. The referee, who is a policeman, was kicked and slapped during a melee at a regional league match near the city of Belo Horizonte. The head of the referees' association said the official felt threatened and went to look for the weapon to defend himself. He was restrained by one of his linesmen. BBC News.